CBSi and the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. We come to what we know so far about the midterms in the Senate, in the House, and in the governor's races. And Liz, I characterize the conclusion from the London point of view. These are men and women who have no particular dog in the fight, but they do enjoy making sport out of American politics. And the version I get from The Economist, from The Telegraph, that's enough. Tory-favoring publication, Telegraph, Labour-favoring publication, Economist, is that it was a very good night for the Democrats. It was a very bad night for Donald Trump, the former president. And it was a great night for the governor of Florida. That is the London point of view, without prejudice, I believe, going forward. Your column goes into detail about that second part, about former President Trump's very bad night. You mention New Hampshire, you mention Pennsylvania, you mention Arizona. What is to be done, Liz, with these disappointing results? Good evening to you.
Well, I think, first of all, let's start with the fact that, as you mentioned, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, had a breathtaking win. Electoral results in Florida were simply shocking. I mean, he turned around Miami-Dade County that Biden won by several points in 2020, and Palm Beach County. He won with Hispanics. He won with Puerto Ricans. He won over 55% of the Puerto Rican vote, which was really astounding. All kinds of different demographics. And why did that happen? Well, among other things, he has run the state extremely well. He has also stood up, as he said, in a real barn burner victory speech, stood up to the woke agenda, and he has protected Florida from interfering in the education in the schools down there. He didn't let everything close. He closed and reopened during COVID very quickly. He handled Hurricane Ian damage very well. So he's been a very, very successful governor, and that is probably the number one reason why he was reelected with such enormous margins. But that does impact Donald Trump, because I think almost everyone now thinks that DeSantis is a serious contender for the 2024 Republican nomination. And of course, that means he probably will end up going up against Donald Trump. So, you know, he comes out, DeSantis, a big winner. Donald Trump had some candidates who won, for sure, J.D. Vance being one of them in Ohio, the Senate candidate. But the truth is, his candidates didn't win a lot of races. He backed Brigadier General
Bolduc,
thank you, in New Hampshire. It was right on the tip of my tongue. In New Hampshire, who gave Maggie Hassan a run, but ultimately didn't come through. He backed Herschel Walker, and Herschel Walker may take Raphael Warnock to a bake-off, if you will, in December 6th, a runoff election. And he backed Blake Masters in Arizona and Carrie Lake, who was running for governor. Neither of those people at this point, those races have been too close to call, but neither of them appears to have won. So, you know, I think he's got some explaining to do, and he probably will not take responsibility for the fact the most critical race that he was behind was Mehmet Oz, who lost to a really terrible candidate in Pennsylvania, John Fetterman. And I think, you know, I think the Republicans are pretty aghast at that. They wonder how it was that Oz got so beaten up in a primary. Was Trump right to support him? And then finally, John, the last part of this is, what happened to Trump's big $125 million war chest? It looks like he spent maybe $15, maybe $20 million. But if he's going to propel these candidates, many of whom were considered not particularly good candidates, into these races, into these very pivotal Senate races, it was his responsibility to back them financially, and he failed to do that. So I think Republicans are going to be aggrieved. Look, he still has a very solid base out there that supports him. And they, you know, they're going to talk about Arizona's vote count being rigged and Pennsylvania irregularities. I can count on that. But at the end of the day, most Republicans, I think, will look at this and say, look, I mean, the guy had a shot. He cost us the Senate by losing Georgia. in 2020, and he lost the Senate again in 2022 by simply trying to manipulate the candidates to be acolytes as opposed to really the best candidates out there. It's time for him to step aside and let someone else run. The bad news is for Republicans, he won't take that lightly. He will not exit stage right without a fight, and the fight could hurt Ron DeSantis.
New York, Kathy Hochul is elected for the first time, having inherited the governorship from the disgraced and resigned Andrew Cuomo. Lee Zeldin of Long Island performed very well, Liz, and this is a 2-1 Democratic registration state. Very unlikely that Lee Zeldin was going to win. I do find in the news, however, the promise that his excellent performance helped House seats hold for the Republicans. And do you measure it that way? We have about
I think he broke the Democrats' supermajority in New York, which is extremely important because they've been throwing all kinds of legislation out that they pass, which are not popular things, like abortion up to 9 months. Lee Zeldin ran a great campaign calling out the governor on crime in particular, and basically forcing Kathy Hochul to address this issue, which really impacts all New Yorkers. Right. So I congratulate him. I think it did help some of these candidates come through.
And New York State is no different today than it was yesterday, Liz. This is a state that's very hard on its taxpayers and does not deliver right now for New York State. So in our final 30 seconds, did Eric Adams get a boost here with Lee Zeldin's campaign? Because he's the one who spoke of crime as well before he fell silent in the later stages of the campaign.
Well, maybe, but it's one thing to talk about crime. It's another thing to do something about it. And so far, Eric Adams has come up short in terms of actually producing results. So he talks a good game, and certainly he shares with Zeldin credit for making crime a central issue, but he really hasn't solved the problem.
Elizabeth Peake for The Hill, a columnist for Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.